then it's time.
Yud Tes Iyar, Friday the 8th of May, Rabbi Yechiel Feiner, cheesecake and a parasha theme.
I imagine some of you have been stretching your imagination what kesher there is between cheesecake and this week's parasha. The emes is that cheesecake is a welcome addition to each and every parasha of the year. This week's parasha, amongst other things, speaks about the Moedim. Sukkot and Pesach and Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shalim V'Dorshim Hilchos Achag. And there's plenty to speak about on Sukkot, Pesach. Shavuos is a chag, not many halachos, which require 30 days preparation. The only thing we know of in terms of our physical shinui, and what we do is the minhag Yisrael Kedushimim, is macholei cholev, to eat macholei cholev on Shavuos. Bereishom, yididenu cheesecake. There were two inyonim. I had thought to divide this year into a Chosh Mishpat Shaila, which is very interesting, and to speak about a very important inyonim on the actual halachas of cheesecake, Brocha Rishona, Brocha Achrona, and it's eaten in the middle of the Suda. But I was advised by my employer that I should concentrate on the Chosh Mishpat. If we have any time at the end, we'll try that. It's going to be the kesher from our parsha as well. Let's first of all speak about a Shaila, four Shailas. Some of them are known, some of them are not known. Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. A caterer and a baker had a din Torah. We'll have to distort some of the facts so as not to impede on confidentiality. The baker supplied for a period of 11 or 12 years this caterer with all different bakeries. His breads, his challahs, petit fours, petit fives. Amongst the things he supplied him was cheesecake. Well, so he thought. What transpired? The cake which he supplied, it looked like cheesecake, it tasted like cheesecake, but by golly, it was not cheesecake. What was it? The baker substituted, instead of putting in cheese, he put in some kind of pair of whip, which is, I don't know, rich or hadar, awesome, I don't know what they use here. And also a soya-based product called tofu. Actually, it wasn't tofu, it was a similar, it was a cheaper version of tofu. That's what he used to manufacture his cheese, his so-called cheesecake. The law in England, and in many countries, is that the Customers Protection Act, if you want to sell, for example, orange juice, if you put a picture of an orange on the bottle, or, if you describe it as orange juice, you're required to put in a minimum amount, of 15 or 17% has to be real fruit of orange. Otherwise, you have to call it orange-flavored juice. If you call it orange juice, or you have a picture of an orange, it has to be orange. L'chaire, the same thing is with cheesecake. If you sell cheesecake, and it doesn't have in it real cheese, you can call it cheese-flavored cake. But if you call it cheesecake, it has to have in cheese. That's l'chaire, the law. It's interesting, I spoke once to one of the mashkichim of the OU, and he told me that the OU, they give a hechsher on millions of products. One of them is on crisps, which are flavored cheese and onion flavor. Oh. And the mashgiach told me that lemaisa, this cheese and onion flavor, this crisp doesn't have a trace of dairy product in it whatsoever. I'm not telling you this is all this particular line. But I think he said it from Rebelski. He said that the haragoshi was they have to put OUD on the package because it's a recipe for Michelin. If they put it on the package, if they don't mark it as dairy product. Well, Lamaisa, it was all synthetic. So this product, this cheesecake, was produced with something like the mon. Soya can taste like anything you want it to taste. It tasted like cheese. The caterer says, I owe you a lot of money, it's true, but I don't want to pay you for, I want to take off what I owe you for the cheesecake because you never supplied me with cheesecake. the baker said to him, what's the difference to you? The Maisa, I supplied you your cake. Your guests ate it, and they were nene from it. So either give me back the cheesecake or pay me, but you can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it. As the good book says. That was Shaila number one. See whether he has to pay him everything in parts or whether he's... Shaila number two. If a person buys a product, or he thinks he buys a certain product, and he gets a different product, what is the din? Mekachtos. What happens if he gets the different product and he's already consumed it? Or he gets the product and he has to consume it. He has no choice. He's in a desperate situation. What does he have to pay? Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. 2 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, with Amaratzim, who don't know that 2 weeks ago was Independence Day in Israel, and the halacha is all the stores have to stay closed on Independence Day. Normally Independence Day is Heyir, this year it was Mukdam, because Heyir fell on Friday, so it was Mukdam on to Thursday. So all the stores were closed on Thursday, and on Wednesday from lunchtime, Erev Yom Tov, the stores were also closed. That means you could not get into any store from Wednesday lunchtime till Friday. A woman ordered 10 trays of chicken. She asked, but she wanted the bottom half of the chicken, the kirayim, the polkas, that's what she wants. She ordered 10 trays of chicken. The delivery boy came, he dropped by the bag by her door, the big bag with all these chickens, and before you could say Yaakov Robinson, she ran away. He ran away and he left the bag there. She opened up the bag. What did she find inside it? 10 chickens, complete regular chickens. Not the ones she ordered. Perfectly fresh, everything was good, but that wasn't what she ordered. She tried calling up the supplier. Ein koil, ein oile. Closed, famach derev yontov. So what's she going to do? She has to prepare Shabbos. Should she use the chickens? If she uses it, what does she have to pay? Did she... So make a chos lecher. She has every right in the world to return them, but she's stuck here. She's stuck here with the thing. What should she do? Does she have to pay them the price of the regular chickens? Does she have to pay a reduced price? That's shaila number two. Shaila number three, which is brought in the poskim over many, many different...
Documented.
Good. A person bought, or he thought he bought, glut meat. And he paid for glut meat. 50 years ago, there was such a thing here. There was a choice here. You bought in a Mahadran thing for Owens, any of these places. You had a choice. You could buy glut or not glut. What's the difference between glut and not glut? Glut is something, or non-glut means, is basar sheheru boi chochom. The maisa it's tmuta, but the lashon of the mechab is bal nefesh yach melatzmai, anything which heru boi chochom, people won't eat that meat. There's a difference in price, lechera, between a value, between non-glut and glut meat. A person ordered glut meat, and it transpired that the meat he was supplied, he found out afterwards or before, he found out that the meat which he was supplied with was not glut. What does he have to pay? Does he have to pay the lower price, the higher price, the regular price, what was agreed or not? Shaila number four, which unfortunately some of us are aware of, some or most of us, somebody supplied not Isuri Drabonon, not the Basel Ochalak, he supplied Dreyfus and Avelis. Maisa Shehoya Mebel Yom. Somebody was nichna to his chemdas hamomen, and he supplied over a long period of time to people who thought they were buying glut kosher meat, and not only wasn't glut kosher, it was glut not kosher, it was treifus and avelis. Maybe not all of it, it was mixture, but alkaponim, there were all sorts of shailas which everyone asked, in terms of here or there, whether they have to kosher the kitchens. One of the shailas which came up on the side was a caterer. He had taken meat from this supplier, this butcher, and he made a simcha. The Baal Simcha tainered, I don't want to pay you. I fed my guests with treifus and avelis. How you talking? I'm going to pay you. So halacha. So if I buy treifus and avelis, so the butcher supplies me the treifus and avelis. If he doesn't, the Rashi says it's a knas, he doesn't get paid anything. And even if I did it b'shegeg, the lashon in the Gemara is that kotzo nafshe be'em, a person, the hanor which he has from the meat is offset by the he's revolted by the fact that he ate treifus and avelis, and he does not have to pay for them.
The caterer should go back to the Hesher people as well.
So the caterer should go back to the
Hesher.
People give you Hesher and don't give back money. They take it just a one-way one-way system.
Yeah.
So he signed it. I don't want to pay for it. I want to at least deduct. You know, I fed my guests, 500 guests. I fed them in at some trains in the Vales. I'm not going to pay you for it. And of course, the caterer signed it. Said, I did, you know, I did my bit. Pay me. What's the deal? First of all, with mekachtos, there's two ways to look at mekachtos. Is mekachtos the pshat that the mekach is kayim? But that the koiner, because he didn't get what he bargained for, what he asked for, what he'd ordered, his product was changed. Is it that he's got the right, he's got an option to cancel the sale, but if he does not use that option, then the sale exists, it remains in existence. That's one way of learning. Or it's midin nene. That means that when you bought a product, you didn't get a product, there's no sale, lo shun, lo kayomin. Nothing, lecholim kolim klotz, nothing. There's no kinyan bichlal, no vos. There's a din of yerid l'seich stich haberi. If somebody comes into my house and he does a tikkun or something and I nene from it, then mi din nene, I have to pay him either how much there's a shvach in my property or I have to pay him how much he invested, the lower of the two. That's the din of yerid l'seich stich haberi. So it's a sugi b'fnei atzmi. So midin ne'ene, he pays. So that means if somebody had a mekachtos, let's mandapani, that there's a din, if you sell me a product, and the product is not what I asked for, I've got every right to give it back to you on the spot. That's no question. Only one exception, maybe two exceptions. One exception is the Rambam says in Hilchas Chiyum Matana, somebody is mekadish a woman, and then afterwards, between the Erisim and the Suin, one of the tzadim is chayza. The halacha is ein hakidushin chayzin le'olam. The ring which is given the tabas never goes. You do not give it back b'shem eifin to the mekadesh. All the presents, all the sivlonim, and everything which she gave, those can go back. The tabas cannot go back. Why? So the chelkas mechokik. He says in Eben Ezra simenun tegzera shema yomur hakidushin toisim ba'chayza. If the ring goes back, the maisa she was married. So if we would cancel everything, you can't put back, you can't turn back everything kilo shalai hoyo. Hoyo. But everything goes back all the matronas. But the gabi the kesev of kedushin, we are choshish, shema yomru shikedushin teishin bachesa. Somebody else, he'll want to marry the sister of this girl who he was mu'uras to, then kedushin not teif, it's a choshish toi. So because of that, chazal was the second, that this, the kesev kedushin stays. From this Yetzim and Akal, we understand the Kalam. Every other case, when there's a Mekachtos, the Mekach goes back to starting point, everything goes back. So that's one exception by Kedushin. The other exception is, if a person bought a product, and he's stuck with the product in a certain scenario, the Moshel, person bought a pair of shoes, and he sees a mum in the shoes, he can give back the shoes. What happens if he bought the shoes and he went to a chasna in the middle of dancing and he discovers in the middle of dancing he's got a mum, he's got one shoe is black, one is grey. That's a mum l'choladeus. He can cancel the mecca. So what's he going to do? He's going to dance the rest of the chasna without shoes? He can't. He's stuck with them. So we allow him to carry on using it until the first point of exit, which is when he comes home, then he can give it back. But otherwise, mekachtos has to give it back.
They won't take the money.
The problems start when in a mekachtos, the product no longer exists. In other words, if you can give back the product, so you say, okay, so you give it back. What happens when the product no longer exists? He ate the product. You bought something, you ordered Cox apples, and you got, instead, Granny Smith. So that's a mekachtos. With any mekachtos, you just need a tiny muveres. You don't have to give big explanations and go into dinner and dvarim why you want this apple and not the other apple. You didn't get what you ordered, you can give it back. But once you've eaten it, it's a completely different story. So what happens once you've eaten it, the product's no longer in existence, then we have to decide and work out what's going to be the din of the mekachtos. Do we say, these are the two schools of thought, do we say that the maisonality has eaten it, the original mekach, chayzer v'nir, comes back to life, tchias amisim, and therefore he has to relate to all the payments and everything, you know, the first transaction exists. Do we say, no, the original transaction, tailing with tolling, doesn't exist anymore. I have to pay because of the din of Shekein Nehemeh. Those are the two tzadim. Let's go to our four shailas and we'll work them backwards. The din is, the Gemara in Mechiras, the Mishnah says, "Chin a sheichet a saporo." At the end of Perek Chamishi, sheichet a saporo u'mochra v'nuda shi'treifa, ma'ase ochloi ochloi, u'ma'ase lo ochloi, he mechzir lo esabosav hu yechzir lemesadomim. What's the 88? He doesn't even have to pay for that. Why lemaisa does he have to give back the money? Well, doesn't he have to pay any money at all? I mean, he gets back all the money he paid. Rashi says to Knas, "Shelo yechot niska." This butcher sold treifas and avelas. So it's true that the person was nearly had hanor from it, but because he was machshel him, shelo yechotiniska. That's how Rashi learns. The Gemara gives a new time, and Rashi is not chilek on the Gemara. The Gemara gives another time. She came kotzon nafshibem. Like we said before, the person he ate treifas and avelas. The idea of eating treifas and avelas is so repulsive to him that any hanor he had is offset by the repulsion and the negative hanor from having eaten treifas and avelas. My nafkimina, between this time and Rashi's time, if a person supplied treifas and avelas to Shegig, he didn't realize, that the butcher didn't know, the butcher's mechuyav al pi halacha, mechuyav to boil at the reis. If he boiled at the reis were fine, then afterwards they found there was a treif in another one of the avoyim. So the butcher didn't have to know that, and he sold it. So he was machshil b'shegig. He was machshil the consumer. The consumer ate treifas and avelas. So Mitam Knas, not Shaykh Ibn Novos, he still doesn't have to pay. Why? Because his Hano is offset from the repulsion of having eaten treifas and avelas. Mainly he doesn't need to pay. Outcome. What's going to happen now with our case over here? The person in this case over here, how are we going to be done him? Is he Midin Nene or Midin Mekachtos? If it's Midin Mekachtos, the Mekach is for sure Mekachtos. He didn't plan to buy Treifas and Avelas, he planned to buy by Bosa Shchuto. That's for the normal consumer. With a caterer over here, it's a different story. The caterer, what did he pay for? He paid to feed 500 guests. Did he feed his 500 guests? Yes. Did he feed them with Treifas and Avelas? Mistoma, not for sure, but maybe. But Lemaisa, he was Nene. There's a din in Yoyed L'Sech Shnei Chaberi that all the Rishonim, except for Rav Haigon, Paskin, that if somebody came into my house and he built something, he planted some trees, or he built a building, I, as the owner of the property, can say, Tul Eitzecho Vavonecho, take your stones and your trees, get out of that, I don't want to pay you anything. But what happens in a case where it's not Shaykh to take Tulei Tzecho Vavonecho, the Moshul, the Nesiva says a case. I have a beged, which is, let's say, a cream, dirty color, and I give it to somebody to dye. I say, dye it green. The beged is worth, as it is now, let's say, $5. If it's dyed, it's worth $10. And if it's dyed green, it's worth $10. And he dyed it, he messed it up, and he dyed it black. So how much is the beged worth now? Let's say $7. What does he have to pay him? Can't say anymore, Tulei Tzecho Vavonecho, take back your dye. It's there, it's finished, too late. Lemaisa, he was mashpiach, my beged. My beged is now worth more. So the halacha is, he pays me dinene, he pays the less of the two. Either the shvach of the two, that it went up from 5 to 7, or he pays him how much the dyer invested in his product in order to dye the beged. He pays a little too. In other words, the din shekei nene. When a person is nene, well, there's only disclaimer. If a person is nene, he has to hand off from it, even though that's not what he asked for, he's not what he did. You can't give the guy the full whack white. I asked you to come here and make a green beged. So that's always the din of Yoyed L'Tzech Shtei Chaverim. So, midin nene, a person, you have to always evaluate how much hanor he had, and you have to investigate how much was invested in this hanor, and the less of the two, that's what he has to pay. That's if it's midin shekei nene. That'll be the nafkimin and ashail of Mekach Toros. If you pay midin shekei nene, you'll always pay the lower of the values. If you pay midin the original Mekach, we see a very interesting psak from the domestic Elias. I thought that maybe it could be mechalek and make the nafkimina if he didn't know about it when he ate the product. He didn't know, so it's not shy to say he was meichel. So therefore, he should say then he should pay midin nene. If he knew about it, say he was meichel. Shteitn demaskel demaskel yez a gevalt kechidush. in Ibiz Medivri HaGoyim, that if a person was Nis'aneh, or he had a Mekach Tos, he bought a Mekach, he overpaid for it more than a sixth, he's got a right to be Mevatel the Mekach, or there was a Mum in the Mekach, and he takes this Chefetz and he sells it for cheap, he's Moedia Bifneam Ve'eda, I'm not Meichel the Meicha on the Oino. You're not Meichel, he wants it back, and he sells it for cheap, the Metzger says it won't help him. Once you sell it, you've completed the transaction, and you can't, even if you're Moedia Beferich, in other words, you see from here that some Shittas, and we'll see in a minute who the Shittas are, that if you're Mekayim the Mekach, then it goes on the original plan, on the original price, the original agreement, and you can't adjust the price anymore. You have the mum, you have every right to give it back. Once you consume it, b'yodin, you know that you're consuming it, then you have to pay for it. That's the din of mekach tos. Not only din shikenene. If it's shikenene, you pay less. No, if you bought something, it's yours, you have to use it, and there's no way back. You can't turn the clock back. Ashal Kain. A person who bought a mekach and he wants to cancel the mekach today, he cannot taina that, according to these shittas, that he wants to pay a reduced fare if he was neder from it.
What about the supplier is Betaniska, though?
What? No, we're talking about which case of Chetaniska?
Well, the meat supplier to the caterer.
No, the caterer wasn't, well, the caterer wasn't being this caterer, knew nothing about it, he wasn't the part. We have an ironic situation that the caterer does not have to pay to the butcher if he didn't pay him. It's an ironic situation. The caterer doesn't need to pay the butcher, but he can claim full payment from the Baal Simcha. Why? Because the Baal Simcha was there. The Baal Simcha was there. Maybe the Baal Simcha can take off his own portion, because he can say, knock on Afshin, I didn't think. But, so the Shari they asked of, maybe he has to, this Baal Simcha was a tzaddik, he said, maybe he has to be Moedia to his guests, and tell them that maybe they need kapara. The person that didn't have here. The Maisa, the Machlukis, the Rosh and the Rambam, on Shatnas, if somebody's in the Shusa Rabbim, he's been over on Issa Doraisa, he's wearing Shatnas, but he doesn't know about it. The Machlukis, the Rambam says, in the middle of Trafalgar Square, Pashut is begodav, you have no thing, you take off his clothes. The Rosh says, there are more Paskin than Zodah. So we Paskin that if a person is in the Rabbin, he's being over on an Issa Doraisa Bishug, he doesn't know about it. Wait till he comes home. Let him know the good news when he comes home. Meanwhile, you don't do it. So there's a big shaila if the Rosh is la locha in every case, if that's what the Rosh means, or it's a special deal here of Kovet HaBriyas, and also Kovet HaBriyas, also because this is not an Issa Mitmashech. It's not something
that's going to...
It shouldn't carry on loan and void. Where an Issa where... This Issa is Mugbal... The Divrei Chaim... Famous Divrei Chaim, which is passed, most of the Achrayim learn that the Rosh said this thing dafke legabe shatnas because it's kovod habrias and also because it's Issa. When he comes home, he'll take off his begodim and won't be over. But if somebody's going to be over the whole time on Issa, the famous Shailim in the Noedib Yehuda, there's a very unsavory story. A young couple were living with their in-laws, and the son-in-law and his mother-in-law, the son and the mother-in-law, were over on the Surei Doraisa, Chiyuv Eskila, and the shaila was, he was now chayz b'tshuva, the son-in-law, and the son-in-law wanted to know if he has to be moedia, his shver, he's living b'issa with his shviga. It's a very unusual story as well. But this is what happened. And most of the achrayim said that you have to be moedia, because his shver is being nifted. The Divrei Chaim is mechadish, and it's a tremendous chiddush, and it's used a lot in Bat Yedin to be mate, all sorts of shaila, sometimes they have with balei tshuva, so they were doing tshuva from before and after. Kol many sibuchim, Divrei Chaim's got a chiddush, and he says, "Mishum kovod habris, you're not mechuyav to be meidia, somebody is going to be over on an isra b'shogeg." That means that you didn't have to tell the father-in-law. How we cope with the mother-in-law is another problem, but it's also a problem. No, it's a problem. It's not posh. That's not our inyan now. Alcohol ponim. There's no mechuyav to be meidia somebody. You can be saying the caterer can say kimli. I'm not mechuyav to be meidia to the Baal Simcha. I'm not mechuyav to be meidia to my guests that they need a kapara. This may be in Yoni, but a kapara they don't need for an Issa b'shegi. Yes, Alkein. In this case over here, they weren't even shegi. even according to the Aruch HaShulchan or the other people who don't pass on the Bichan, they hold the Yom Chuyuf to be Medea, to be Mafish Meber, the Medea Yehuda. Here, they were over an Issa Ba'onis. If somebody who ate Bososh, Bosin, treated them very Ba'onis, the Sfarah is very stark to say that Bichal, they don't even need a Kapar Bichal, and even maybe in Yonim, Tim Tumalev, they have those things, but a person can't be a Mitzi Mani because of Tim Tumalev to his guests. Huh?
Why is it Ba'onis not the Shogi?
Well, Oynis and Shogi is not the same thing.
I see, but why are they Oynis and not Shogi?
Who? The guests? No, the Oynis, they go to Chasna, they eat the Mishtatim in the Chasna, Boiner, Chabnichur, Vesu, Yerushalayim, they eat the shtick of flesh. That's Mamish Oynis Gomu. That's Oynis. I'm not telling you that nobody forced them to eat it, but that's the run of the mill. So Oynis had a Shaila, we'll speak about after if you want, a very interesting Shaila about somebody who. After that, I'll tell you about it. Very interesting shayla about it. But aquaponim, you can zicha say kim liki debrichaim, and don't need a kaponim. He's got no right to be deal, and therefore he has to pay midin nene. That's the shayla. The third shayla we asked. What about bosa shchuta? Bosa glat. He paid for and he got bosa nevela. He got bosa ragil, the regular meat. So we've got different shittas in the thing. Rav minin opinion of the achrayim taina. It's a very big chiddush. That the person who consumed it, the whole din of bitul mekach is only shayach when there's over an issur Torah. But there's the lashon also in Yeridah and also in Choshen Mishpat. Ma she'ochel ochon ve'ein ha'moichem machzik klum, because he can't give back. So the moichem doesn't have to give him back any money at all. The Shach says that because Chazal in Yonim Midivrim, things which are also only Midrabonon, here it's not even also Midrabonon, it's kosher, it's not glad. Things which are only Midrabonon, they said that Chazal were not Maimid, the Inyan Imominus, the Din Midivrim, only Midin, which is things which are Midivrim Terror. Chiddush of the Shach. Frick the Welt of the Shach.
More expensive.
Frick the Welt of the Shach, we'll see in a minute if it's more expensive. Frick the Welt of the Shach, everyone asks. How can it be? A person paid for meat which costs £10 a thing, and Lemaisi got a product which is inferior in terms of, not in quality, in terms of cashews. The value, market value is less. How come shouldn't, what is the sfor bichlal that he should pay the higher rate? All the chayim are kasha. Some say, enochinami, that Lemoshel, the pre-chodesh, he says that the din, it's based on a Rambam, the din is talking about when the two products are equal in value. But if the pre-chodesh is gav, that's yochid came out, if there was a difference in value, the pre-chodesh was in a chinami, it could pay the lower rate. Rav Achronim say, no, you and Nene, there's no din, that's a famous Nesivus, there's no din of kapara on an avera done b'shegi, you don't need kapara for it. So memele you and Nene, and you had the complete value of the product which you requested, then maybe you have to pay in full. I, your time there, that is the thing. So there's a pre-toya. Pre-toya is the Erechaim HaKadosh. He gives two tirutzim. He says, one is talking about, it's interesting, tshuva. He's talking about a matter where the kohen is not makpig on glat or not glat. He eats both. He happened to be passing for a wine and there was glat and he bought it, but he doesn't care about it yet or not. So Lamai said, down there, the moich can take him. If you use enough kimina, you eat dos and dos, you pay me this price because it was convenient. Therefore, the mecha is kaim. And the second tirut he gives is that when there's a mum in the mekach, and this is the klal gadol, when there's a mum in the mekach, you've got permission to be mevatel the mekach, kol zman, the mekach is in existence. You can't have your cake and eat it like we said before. You can't say, I want to be mekaim the mekach, but I want to deduct the erech of the mum. So the shit of the pritaya and Rav Achreinim is that if you actually elect to be mamesh to be mekayim the kinyan, then you have to pay it according to the original terms, and you can't tie it.
Overcharged.
You didn't overcharge. It's the same.
No, because for an inferior product, you don't.
It's not. The question is, it's an inferior product. If you say it's an inferior product, so what, you could have given it back. A mekach tos you can give back.
Didn't
know. No, it's not. It's an inferior kashus. It's not inferior. His hano is the same hano, and the mekach is the same mekach. You can't give it back anymore. We'll speak about this afterwards because we're running. The clock is running away from us. It's a good shayla, but there's a difference. Comes out that he can if he ate it, he has to pay for the original value. comes again to Chassan Sefer, famous Chassan Sefer, and he says that the Shach is talking about a case where the person already paid for the meat. But if, says the Chassan Sefer, if he was still muchzik, the kohen was still muchzik in the money, then he does not need to pay the difference. He can pay the lower tariff. Because he's muchzik. It would appear that Chassan Sefer learns pshat, the mekach is mizlatl, and he has to pay only fee how much he was nene. And he was nene, he can always choose the lower price. That's the shit of Chassan Sefer. And the Pischei Tshuva says, in a din Torah, a person can say, Kimli Kedas Chassan Sefer, that I wanted to, Chassan Sefer doesn't shtel a toys in this oifen of Mekach Tos or Bittl Mekach, but it says, you can say that Kimli Kedas Chassan Sefer, and I want to pay the lesser rate, because as far as I'm concerned, that kinyan doesn't exist anymore, and I'm paying only how much I was nene, and he can pay the lower rate. Mimela, he'll have to pay the lower rate. Coming back to our shaykh, this woman, she bought these chickens, and she doesn't know what to do now. It could be she's comparable to the shoes, that she's got no choice. She's on the way, she doesn't have a choice. That's one way to look at it. Or you can say, no, put the chickens in the freezer, and midin meishiv aveda, be nice, and try and find the other ones. You can't, you've got a problem. If she didn't pay for it, l'chore, she can say, Kimli chassan sefer, I'll pay only the value, well, for sure she didn't pay the value of the more expensive chickens. She'll pay only what she received. That means the whole chickens are not the half chickens if there's a difference in price. But mistama she can say, midin meishiv aveda, I only have to pay the value that they're worth to the butcher. If I would have left them, put them in the freezer, you can't sell them anymore as fresh, you can only sell them as frozen, v'chein, v'chein, v'chein. So it comes out, if she's in such a matzav, she doesn't have a choice to use it, she can use it, but it'll be something like the famous shayla about it. Shogim, somebody got the wrong esrog on sukkahs, and he couldn't return it anymore to the vendor. What does he pay? Which rate does he pay? So we always look at it at when he gets the product, how much it's worth to the seller, and that's what he has to pay. So in other words, she'll have to pay the value, how much the moicher, because he supplied the wrong product, she'll have to pay the product to the moicher, how much
she never had price. An opportunity to
that's right. Because she didn't have an opportunity to everything. Had the shop been open, so we wouldn't let her, she'd have to pay exactly what she got. Dafka because it was
so
Independence Day.
She's using it.
She's got to make Shabbos, she's got guests coming.
She does use them on Friday.
She uses them on Thursday, she cooks them on Yom HaTzmaut, she cooks the chickens, the covered Shabbos Kodesh, she cooks them.
Okay.
Machinery. Let's come back to our main theme of Shavuos about cheesecake.
It's a well-known thing, you always should be able to...
When the person bought this, paid for all these cakes now, Lemaisa, he was Nene. So what din are we going to... tell him that he should pay less for. You can say, give me the some sofa. I want to pay the lesser rate. This is what was paskened. It's still in a bit. The baker has to bring proof and evidence that the products he used were at least equivalent to the value of had he put in real cheese. And if he can prove that, then he gets his full back. If it's taka cost less, then the caterer can say, Kimli kadasa some sofa, and I don't want to pay the higher rate. That's what he can say. Lamaisa, we ask the caterer, Why did you substitute the products? As far as we knew, the tofu was not cheaper than cheese. He said two reasons. One of them super construed, one of them kashus. He didn't want to make his ovens milchik, so that's why he used a pyramid product. And the second teretz he gave is that it's got a longer shelf life, which I can believe. He had a longer shelf life, and really, he wanted to... cheesecake lasts for 3 days, this thing lasts for 10 days. In our house, cheesecake lasts one day. Alcoholic, that was what he wanted to do. So, and we asked him, but what about allergies? Allergies. I knew you were going to ask it. I'm surprised you didn't until now. So he said there's no kind of allergies here because most oils used, or very often the oils used in actually producing things are also based from soya. Anybody who's allergic to soya merely wouldn't have been eating these products at all these simchas because they have to keep away from soya. They would have to check with the caterer or whatever if there's any soy oil used in the product. So therefore there wasn't a problem making those.